Radon gas is known as a silent killer. It can be found in old homes and new homes, with a basement or without a basement. It occurs when uranium soil and rock decay. The gas released from the decaying process is radon. The buildings we live and work in act as vacuums that draw in gases such as radon. Philip Gibson, Western North Carolina Radon Program Coordinator with the State Department of Health and Human Services, says it's a serious health issue.
Radon is the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers in the United States. And there are estimated roughly 21,000 deaths annually associated with radon-induced lung cancer. That is more than the annual number of deaths related to driving under the influence.
Gibson says radon-induced lung cancer can be prevented, but you will not know what level of radon is in your home unless you test. For the month of January, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is offering free radon test kits to the public. Gibson says the testing process is easy and affordable.
You don't have to assemble it. You simply hang it in the room in which you spend the most time, over 3 to 5 days, and it's going to collect, you know, an aggregate amount of radon gas, and then you're going to put it inside the envelope. It comes pre-addressed and pre-stamped, and you will mail that off. In roughly, I would say, 4 to 5 weeks, you'll receive back a number, a test result.
The test results will tell you if you are exceeding or below the EPA's recommended action level. Any measurement of 4 or higher needs to be addressed right away. If a high level of radon is detected in your home, Gibson says the cost to fix the problem is estimated around $1,500. The test kits run around $5 at local hardware stores. For a link to more information about the free radon test kits, visit our website, wfdd.org. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.